With Laura Fox
podcast.
Now, we have been riding on the high of how inspiring Kelly Harrington's win at the Olympic was, and so many women, young women and girls, are signing up for class at the local boxing club. Lynn O'Shea is a former international boxer and the first ever female Olympic boxing coach for Team Ireland. She's on the line now to tell us about the road to gold, and she has some tips for getting into boxing. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Laura. How are you?
I'm not so bad. How are you today?
I'm great, yeah, thank God.
Thank God. I'd say it's been some mad week for you.
Look, I've been home now a week, so we're starting to settle back into normal life again, yeah. Out of the village, you know what I mean, around Waterford, the South Coast. It's all good.
Yeah, the Olympic Village. I'd say that was kind of nearly like, you know, is this a dream? What's happening around here? Like, it's wild.
It's kind of a little bit of a Disneyland going on, you know what I mean? Like, all the cars electric, everything is free. You got the 10,000 of the world's best athletes just hanging around, you know, just going doing about their business and their training. It's a little bit bizarre, all right.
Yeah, it's been mad. I will say that this is like one of the first years that we've got such a behind the scenes look into the Olympic Village with everybody putting up different videos and TikToks and stuff. So it was really nice. It felt like everybody was quite a part of it.
Yeah, it was brilliant. One of our girls, Jenny Lahan, she was famous for putting up a few videos, you know, and one of our videos that she made through the village actually had 3,800 views or something from one of our videos. Yeah.
That is crazy. Absolutely wild. So many eyes on it. Look, it was such an exciting time outside of the Olympic Village as well. There was so much going on, but especially for you, because you were front and centre of Kelly's epic victory in Paris. Like, how was that?
Every bout was special over there, you know what I mean? It's a huge step to go from international success up to the Olympics and stuff like that. But the buzz of the finals was absolutely unbelievable in Roland Garros. Same for in the semi-finals when she boxed Beatrice. Yeah. It was such a huge semi-finals because it was the replay of the 2021 Olympic final, you know what I mean? So it was just the icing on the cake, then you got to get that gold medal.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. You can do like years and years of hard work to get there, but it's all down to the day and what happens on the day.
Yeah, it's all key preparation. And you know what I mean? Like, you've got good video analysis and you have a good plan before you get into the ring, and everybody is singing off the same hymn sheet, and just very good positivity before you get into the ring to make sure everybody is happy and well prepared is the thing.
Yeah, and ready to rock. Lynn, tell me this much now. Like, what kind of work goes in behind the scenes to get as far as a gold medal for yourself, for Kelly? I know you're talking there about, like, you know, being like positive and being in a good space and doing all that. But you're talking about the video analysis and stuff. Like, what's involved in it?
I think a lot of people don't see what goes in behind the scenes. As you said, like, there's months of preparation. There's three sessions a day sometimes. So we've been up in Dublin training. All the boxers, preparing them for qualifications or preparing them for the Olympics, you know. So we've been there Monday to Friday, and we start on a Monday evening and then we finish on a Friday at lunchtime. So 2 days a week are three sessions, and the rest are two sessions, considering of track sessions, boxing sessions, sparring sessions, you know, weight management and stuff like that. There's a lot that goes in, and there's a lot of psych that goes in as well to prepare the athletes, you know, if they're not feeling the best in themselves, that they have someone that they can talk to. Because there's a lot of pressure involved in elite sports these days, and it's good to have people to bounce off of as well, that they can keep that positivity going, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that is as much of it as the physical side. The mental side is so important.
Absolutely. And the big thing about it today is the whole social media. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, the lads are only athletes and we're only coaches, you know? We're just normal average people that have had 9-to-5s for so long, and then all of a sudden, like, because we've put so much into it that we're now leading kind of elite athletes, and they're the same. And the feedback that sometimes comes back through social media filters down through the system, and that one negative comment can actually destroy a person, you know what I mean? And it's not just through boxing, it can be through the whole way of life. That one negative comment over 50 positive comments can actually destroy somebody.
Yeah, it's mad that, like, we kind of let that one thing get to us. But there was a girl before who described it as, they mightn't bother you at all for, you know, weeks or months or years on end, but you're collecting them slowly in the back of your mind, every one negative thing that's been said about you, and then one day they can just catch you on the hop. And that could be the difference between, you know, going to the Olympics and having a bad day, because this comment is living in the back of your head. So you're so right to make sure that, you know, you're minding everybody's mental health.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Once everything's on a positive note, and when we were in the Olympic Village, we were kind of in our own little bubble, which was good. It was good in a way because we were in our bubble and everything was performance related and keeping everything positive. But we missed everything that was going on at home. So we missed the whole buzz of everything, you know what I mean? But we were still in, we were in a good place at the same time.
Oh, and Lynn, a buzz was had. And you guys have a lot to thank for that because, look, Kelly's two gold medals now have really and truly put boxing on the map. And we've seen clubs, they have a huge rise in girls and women who are joining up. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, this is brilliant. Like, this happens every couple of years. But to see Kelly is just an average girl from Dublin, inner city, you know, and she loves her community and stuff like that. And that shows. So it's great for kids that are getting involved. And it's the perfect time of the year as well because the new season's starting. So clubs are only opening up from their little summer break that they're after having. And, like, the influx now will be crazy. But the main thing is that if kids are going, it's just to enjoy themselves. Don't put themselves under pressure, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to be the next Kelly Harrington, or they want to be the next Jonjo Nevin or Joe Ward, you know what I mean? So just enjoy it, because they'll all be little baby stepping stones to the big picture at the end of the day then.
Yeah, they need to make sure they're having fun while they're doing it.
Exactly, yeah. And the coaches that are involved in all the clubs around the country, they're brilliant. Like, every single one of them go there voluntarily. A lot of clubs are open for 4 days a week maybe, and it's all voluntary, you know what I mean? So just enjoy the process.
Lynn, let's talk about you for a second, because you started kickboxing when you were just 7 years old. Like, how did you pick up that sport?
I have four brothers.
Nah, fair enough. Jesus, you were well primed for that.
Absolutely. By seven, I was throwing shapes.
You were ready to rock. You may as well put it to good use.
So, yeah. Throwing punches in the kitchen at everybody, just swinging around the place.
They're like, get this girl a boxing bag. So, okay, so you started off kickboxing, and then when did you start boxing?
So I started kickboxing when I was seven, and then when I got married, I swapped over to boxing.
Oh, fantastic.
Great story, isn't it?
It's actually really cool, so it is. Lynn, when you started, like, you know, what were the facilities like back then and the resources? I can't imagine that they were as good as what they are now.
I have to say, like, I started boxing with St. Paul's Boxing Club. So, we had brilliant facilities. Probably one of the few countries or clubs around the country that had such great facilities, that we had two changing rooms and stuff. There's been some clubs now around the country and, you know, they're not great facilities, but it's the environment that they're creating around them, bad facilities. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're still producing champions and they're still producing smiles coming out on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday, which is the main thing. Like,
yeah, Lynn, I really have to say, like, throughout this entire interview, I'm loving how you're really just focusing on the smiles and the good times and the positive vibes that are running around. No, it's amazing. It really and truly is. Something else that can really put a smile on everyone's face, and yours especially, is your Team Ireland's first ever woman Olympic boxing coach, and you're doing your dream job now as a high performance coach. Talk to me about your journey to get there, obviously from partaking in the sport to now training elite athletes.
I know it's a bit mad every time, like, somebody says it to me, and I kind of fob it off a little bit, but you know what, to be
so
honest,
Irish of you, Lynn. So Irish.
I know, yeah, isn't it? Oh yeah, that, don't say anything about it, I'd be marked. No, it is, it's brilliant, it's a real honor for me, to be honest with you, because I love going to the boxing club and I love having the buzz with the kids up there, and I don't really differentiate between being a female myself and being a female coach and a male between female coaches and male coaches, you know. But I have that advantage that I did box at an elite level and I was at elite European championships, you know. So it does stand to me in a little bit. And I suppose when I was boxing myself, I was at an age, like, I was 32 and I was still boxing. So what I used to do is I used to write down everything that I would be taught by the Irish coaches and all our mentors, so that when I was beginning my coaching, I'd have stuff to bounce off of myself, and then also learning what my club coaches, the likes of Seamus Kelman and Neil Goff and John Finn and Murph and the lads, like, remembering what they were after teaching me as well, so that I could put my own spin on coaching. But, like, it's been a bit of a mad journey all the same, because I did work in a factory on shift work for 23 years and then I just took a leap of faith last year and just kind of left that job, and then it all fell into place then this year with the job at the High Performance.
Sorry, Lynn, what a leap of faith. Like, honest to God, that is unbelievable. Like, it's so exciting. I suppose as well, when you think about it, you've got all this experience from people coaching you, but going into coaching yourself, you know how it feels. So you know what these athletes need and what Kelly needed at the Olympics while you were there with her.
Well, like, she has her club coaches, Noel as well, and you have Zor, who was a magic man, and Damien and James and everybody else up there. But like, it's just mainly keeping things positive, to be honest with you, because like, Kelly has all the skills in the world, but you don't want any kind of doubt creeping into anybody's head. And she knows what she has to do. She's been at this a long, long time. Like, one of our first trips was back in 2010 when we went over to the Haringey Box Cup with the Munster boxing team.
Yeah.
You know, so she knows exactly what she needs to do at this stage of the game. It's just to keep that positivity rolling in. And once the game plan works, which it did, which Magic Man Zor had everything down to a T.
It's so amazing.
She got a gold medal at the end of the day, didn't she?
Yeah, I know. That's it. It's just so exciting. It's so phenomenal. For anybody who would be considering taking up boxing, like, is there anything that they need to think about beforehand, or do they just need to find their local club and sign up?
Yeah, look, all the clubs, I think, are on the IABA website. So it's just doing a little bit of investigation. The parents do an investigation to their nearest club and go get some application forms. A lot of them, you'll find them getting them through the email address, or you can go up and have a chat with the coaches before, you know, and find out times and stuff like that. But just go and see, try it. And if it is for you, go ahead, go for it. If it's not, try another sport.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's loads of sports out there, because I think this Olympics has been massive, that everybody now can go try any sport they want to and see what they're good at. And that's the good thing about Sport Ireland these days, has created that opening for everybody, every kid in the country, to try any sport.
Yeah, and adults as well, throw their hand at it. Even if it's hobbies and stuff. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really enjoyed chatting to you. I think you've put a nice positive spin on everybody's face today, which is great. I'm smiling from ear to ear just chatting to you. And we just want to wish you continued success with everything that you're doing.
Thanks very much. And can I say to you, congratulations on your engagement as well, I heard.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I really appreciate it. it's not a gold medal, but, you know, we'll take it.
It is the next best thing, you know. It's the biggest day of the year.
Lynn, thanks a million. We'll chat to you later.
No problem. Thanks very much, Laura. Thank you.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.